So hi, everybody. As you will have noticed, 100 days has been streamlined. This does not mean that we're getting any thinner, which is a bit sad for Christian.
I'm certainly not getting any thinner.
Yeah.
It does mean that we have a lot of time on our hands. And to stop ourselves going crazy and to keep in touch with all of you and to tell you what life in lockdown is really like, Christian and I have asked our wonderful producer, Stefan Levy, to help us out with this little chat every evening.
Hello,
yes,
Stefan.
I think so. Yes, hello. So I think it's my job, isn't it, to find out what on earth you two have been doing in absence, because you're certainly not showing up in the BBC newsroom.
Do you know what amuses me? Do you know what amuses me about Stefan? He's had a really good jolly in America for the last, how long? 2 months?
Yeah.
And you've been hauled back to earth in the last week or so, and you're now on lockdown. And I should tell people, you're a bit of a gym bunny. So now, you must be going crazy, right?
Well, I won't be a gym bunny for long, let's be honest. I'm looking at my six-pack fading away before my eyes.
Do you know, I read today, there is a guy online called Joe Wicks. You've missed your vocation here, Stefan. Joe Wicks, he does live PE classes on YouTube. Do you know how many people live stream PE in the living room of an ordinary morning?
800,000 people.
800,000 people joined today. He has 1.4 million followers and 800,000 people joined him today.
Yeah, look, so
do PE in their front rooms.
I think you need to, you know, you are the guy, Christian, who has cycled 100 miles or whatever absurd thing it was you did last summer.
I have a medal for that.
So
I have a medal for that.
Lycra on and out there in the morning, work out
That's
with
it.
Fraser. What do you think, Stefan? I think it could
the
be.
The thing is, okay, I have, first of all, what's up with it calling it PE? I mean, I wouldn't call Joe Wicks P. I'm not sure he'd be delighted to hear that either. I mean, he's a fitness guru.
What would you call
him for a while? Well, you know, training or, you know, resistance or I don't know. But P kind of evokes like, you know, doing star jumps in year seven.
You mean something like a bit more macho?
It does. That's, yeah.
Stefan has spent too long in America, clearly, because here in America we have, you know, big, muscly training, not wimpy PE, which is
correct.
People are training for
yeah, but this is more like burpees and press ups and squat thrust. That's PE. That's
I mean, you're sounding very
well-versed.
I'm very glad that I have never done a burpee. I don't actually know what a burpee is, except for something you do after you've eaten too much dinner.
It's pretty vigorous. But listen, we're talking a lot about fitness, but I want to know, have either of you actually done any fitness since you've been off?
Oh dear,
Christian. Yes. I went for a run today down the river. So I live on the Thames, obviously in Barnes, and it's amazing actually. Because yesterday, let's face it, it was lovely yesterday, and everybody was in Richmond Park, and it was an absolute fiasco. Everybody was literally on top of one another. I've never seen Richmond Park so busy. Today I ran down the river, and people are literally swerving each other. So they are doing the 2 meters apart, and it was as if I had the plague. So, you know, as you come to a narrow part of the path and people are sort of diving into the hedgerows to get away from me. So it's getting through. It is getting through, but it's taken a while.
When Stefan was over here, he did teach me, Christian, you'll be impressed with this and probably a bit amazed. He taught me to do weights. I went to a gym pretty much for the first time in my life. Stefan had me out a whole routine. But now I have to say in lockdown mode, I have gone for the odd gym a run because I've got Charlie, of course. So I have to take him out. He's my excuse. And I do, Stefan's going to laugh at this, I do my 7-minute workout, which I know.
You know what? Better than nothing.
Doesn't it, compared to what you boys do?
Well go on, Stefan. If we're stuck at home tomorrow, what should we do?
Do you know, there is so much out there on YouTube. I mean, I love a fitness channel called Pop Sugar. So it's a channel where they've got a load of American trainers who are top of their game. You've got it from Barry's Bootcamp. You've got people from big fitness studios, personal trainers, that sort of thing. And they've got workouts that range from 10 minutes to 60 minutes. So you can pick any time you like. You can focus on your core. You can do upper body. You can do lower body. And that's what I've been doing. And that's what I'd recommend for you two to be doing, because frankly, we're not getting into a gym anytime soon. And no weights for me and you, Cathy, much to my disappointment.
And I just got going. I could see a little bit of a rise.
I was toned.
There was tone, yeah.
I was in shape.
Oh, Cathy was killing it. I was, bearing in mind, we'd never done weights before. So I said, listen, Cathy, let's give it a go. You know, people that haven't done weights before, you've got to be careful. You don't want to injure them. You don't want to put out their back, whatever. So down we go to the gym in the basement of the DC office. Cathy is pushing weights like a pro. It's kind of annoying, to be honest. I'm thinking, you've never done this before. Why are you so good?
I couldn't move for 3 days afterwards.
Doesn't work. You were walking the walk, even if, so to speak, the walking wasn't too good after that. You're doing a good job. I'm pretty impressed.
Walking a 100-pound walk. It's because you found something out about me, Stefan. You hit my competitive streak.
I've seen the competitive streak. I know the competitive streak. Oh, my goodness. What else have you done? Apart from fitness, what else have you done today, Cathy?
Okay, so you know it's bad in lockdown land when I am cleaning windows, quite literally.
So, I get my banjo out. I
have, in America we have these windows that have outside, as they would say here, aluminium storm windows. And you have to pop the storm window out because otherwise you're trying to clean two sets of windows, which is more than my little brain can cope with the puzzle mechanism of that. And do you know, my mum, who's a war baby, always used to say to me, you clean windows with bits of newspaper. And me, being a profligate millennial, a baby boomer, but we'll get into that later, said, no, don't be ridiculous, I'll just use my paper towels. Well, now I'm hoarding paper towels and I'm using bits of newspaper. And blow me down, Shirley was right.
No streaks?
No, well, okay, not perfect. I'm not I once in my grown-up life have I actually paid somebody to clean my windows and they looked amazing. I did them myself, it's not as good. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
What liquid were you using? Did you use a vinegar?
Windex.
No, that's not water, baby. Windex? Yeah, water and vinegar. Windex.
What do you mean water and vinegar? You just throw water and vinegar at it.
Oh, no, hang on a sec. So you know those the things you have to spray plants with?
Yeah, I got those,
right? Yeah, okay, so fill up one of those, mostly water, and put in a couple of small caps of white wine vinegar, mix it all up and spray it on your windows. You've got perfect window cleaner for the rest of your days, never mind windows.
That's going to get the streak.
Like,
will it get me nice and I want sparkling windows.
Okay, so if you want sparkling right at the end, so you spray, you use the newspaper to clean the window, to clean off all the scum and whatnot. But do you know what finishes them properly? A microfiber cloth.
Oh, microfiber.
Oh, yeah. Love a bit of microfiber.
Microfiber, baby. Don't just...
My wife would like you for that. Yeah. I mean, they're more precious than the children in our house. Microfibers.
You heard it here first.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that is a good top tip.
That's a good tip.
Wait, so what have you been doing today in lockdown?
Yesterday I went to the allotment and I planted, because I'm digging for England, I've really got into the spirit of it. So I did potatoes, onions, carrots, beetroot, peas yesterday. And today I have been up the asparagus. So I didn't realise, because asparagus is the sort of thing you have in your fridge all the time. Well, in our fridge it is. And I didn't realize how difficult it is to grow. It's really difficult. So you've got to put, why is there silence on the line?
I'm still there.
That didn't last long. So you've got to put the seeds in water for 48 hours. Okay. It's a bit like, and then, so you put the seeds in water. And then you take them out and you put them in the soil and then you wrap the seed things, the sort of pots, in a plastic bag and you leave it for 2 months. And then if you get seeds and it's a bit hit and miss, then you plant them out and you can't harvest it for another 2 years and you've got to throw away all the girl plants. So if the girl plants have berries on them, they're no good, they have to go. And you can't eat an asparagus for 3 years. Who knew?
Yeah, I have absolutely
nothing. I'm just thinking about this. Is this coronavirus related or is this just sort of, general projects? Because three years isn't going to isn't going to satisfy your immediate.
Boris said 3 weeks, but I'm not convinced it's going to be just 3 weeks.
In the UK, is there an exemption for asparagus seedlings?
Well, I didn't see anything about allotments tonight on that. Did you see anything about allotments?
I don't.
No. No, you see, I'm a bit worried about that. Does you can go out to walk the dog. You can have one run a day.
Yes.
So can I run via the allotment, run around the beds, do a bit of watering, and then run home?
You'd be able to gaze fondly at your girl asparagus seedlings that you're about to, by the way, kill anyway, and dump in the trash, where they don't bother of germinating, and then run back home. I think this is not going to work.
Well, I'm so pleased you're making good time of your time off, Christian.
This is a year one. This is my first year at owning an allotment.
This is not freaking Armageddon that we're declaring. Fraser.
I started dreaming about it last night, but I thought, well, what happens if, you know, it really takes hold and people, how do you protect it? I don't know. Or maybe that's not the spirit. Maybe I'm a co-op for the local people in Barnes.
Okay,
could well be. So hang on a second. So we're talking about food here. Presumably, you guys are splitting the chores in your house. Who's doing what?
Oh, we've got a colour-coordinated chore chart in our house that I think I sent you, Stefan. I hope you approved of the colour coordinations.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful. So we divided it into cleaning, cooking, and all the washing up. So those are the sets of chores. Today, I'm on washing up duty. But here's the bad news, guys. Poppy is on cooking.
So what are you being fed?
For dinner tonight, she is proposing. First of all, she said, we're going to have breakfast for dinner. And that breakfast went from being bacon and eggs to peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to a bowl of cereals.
Oh, my God.
The cooking with Poppy days is not going to be anyone on lockdown.
No asparagus.
No asparagus. I will let you all know how it goes next time.
Well, nice catching up.
Yeah.
Good talking to you guys. Hopefully see you soon.
Nice that you're all still there. Keep in touch.
Yeah, we'll do.
Mind how you go.
Bye.
Bye.